preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. Thanks for joining us here on the Friday edition of the Trump Phenomenon, coming to you from sunny, balmy North Dakota here, where I think it's about 18 degrees right now. This, it was supposed to get warmer. You have this, you know, at the end of March, you have these little cold snaps. Anyway, I love it up here. And I'm James Kelso, the host of your live show, always live here at the Trump Phenomenon, live and lively. And you make it lively, folks, with your phone calls, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, what happened in the Trump Phenomenon in the last 24 hours? Well, let's take a look. And if I miss something that's really important, that's why we have that phone line. So you can call in and say, Kelso, you missed it, buddy. It was a really big story that you missed. So I love that when you bring us that sort of stuff. And that's what the audience wants. And I'm not trying to discourage people or rain on your parade. If you've got your favorite pet hobby horse, or you've got a bee in your bonnet about something that you want to talk about, I would try to steer you, talk about, please go with the audience. Think about the audience first. That's what I have to do as a radio host. The show is for you. It's not for me. And so my job is to figure out what you want to hear. That's what the Trump phenomenon is. Donald Trump realized that it's about you, that winning is about you. It's not about his agenda, as it's been for the liberals and the left and the Alinskyites. That's what their view of the world is. Of course, they want to impose their agenda on you. Trump realized, I'm going to go out and say, I'm going to speak to the people what they want to hear, espouse what they want espoused, and do what they want me to do for them. That's what the Trump phenomenon is. So, we'll practice what we preach right here on this show. So if you can call in, before you call in, think about it. Is this something this audience wants to know about? Not is this something I want them to know about? No, is this something they want to know about? That's where Trump has won. And in the era, and when he has failed, when he has tripped and fallen on his face, as he may have done a couple of times, it's when he forgot that. When he didn't practice his own winning principle. That was the point that I made about the Friday mistake of signing the omnibus bill. I still think it was a mistake. And he violated his most important principle. Check with the people first. Make sure that what I'm advocating, what I'm signing, is what they want me to sign. The people, what do they say about the dance? You go home with the one that brung you? Yeah, go home with the one that brung you. Who brung you to the White House? Yes, check with those people. Go home with those people. So, what are some of the stories we can cover today? Well, just in no particular order, some of the stories that are pretty powerful. The left trying to destroy the Laura Ingraham show, the Ingraham Angle on Fox, with an advertiser boycott because Laura said something mildly critical of this idiot, David Hogg. Yes, David, you're an idiot. Hey, let's go with a boycott, David. Yes, we believe in free speech. I'm David Hogg. a self-righteous, sanctimonious bag of air. Doesn't matter that you're 17 years old. And folks, he's going to be probably going to be 18 in a couple of weeks. So what is this? Is he some little child? Oh, you know, he gets to punch you, but you can't criticize him. That's stupid. And that's leftism. That's, what is that, folks? What is the left all about? What is the middle initial of every left winger you'll ever meet? What's their middle initial? H. H standing for hypocrite. They're all hypocritical. They have one standard for, well, for them, it's heads I win, tails you lose. That's their whole life. They're never fair. They're always hypocritical. And David Hogg has already got that down at the tender age of 17. So trying to put Laura Ingraham out of business. That's Hey, go, Mr. Hogg. That's good public debate. Put your enemies, put your foes out of business. Attack them dirty. Kick them in the balls. That's manly fighting, David. Kick somebody's show in the balls. Put them off the air. Go after their sponsors. Dirty tactics. By the way, that's also what characterizes the left, folks. Dirty tactics. Down and dirty. Hillary style. Mueller style. Comey style. That's one story. And we on the right, we've got to figure out how are we going to buck up Laura Ingraham. We've got to let the advertisers who caved to the David Hogg clown show, we've got to let them know, hey, we're not buying your products. You join that boycott? Hey, kiss it goodbye, advertiser. We're not buying your products. And neither are any of our friends. Make it hurt, folks. As Donald Trump does, the great counterpuncher, when they punch back harder. Exactly what Donald, make it boomerang on them. The year of the boomerang, as Sean Hannity says. I hope he picked it up from this show. Let's pick out another story here. I'm getting excited about that. We'll never get past that story if I keep going here. Here's a story on Breitbart. Wow. Caravan of one. Now, these are going to be a little bit disjointed stories. The only thing connecting them is our cause. They're all part of the cause. Caravan, I guess, subject matter, immigration invasion. Caravan of 1,500 Central American migrant families crossing Mexico to reach U.S. border. And by the way, before I get on this immigrant, non-European immigrant invasion of the U.S., let me say this to Mr. Hogg. I think, now I just got this secondhand, I haven't read the original stories, but I think part of the complaint with Laura Ingraham is that somehow she discussed, he had gone on the air whining, yes, that's whining, that he didn't get into UCLA with a 4.1 grade point average. Didn't get into UCLA. I went to UCLA. I didn't have a 4.1 grade average. I was a National Merit Scholar. That kind of helped. Okay, a member of Mensa. That kind of helped. Had huge SAT scores. That kind of helped. But I didn't have a 4.1 grade average. David Hogg, 4.1 grade average, and didn't get into UCLA. Mr. Hogg, contemplate this. The reason you didn't get into UCLA with a 4.1 grade point average is you were a white male, my friend. Think about, put that in your liberal pipe and smoke it. That's why you didn't get in. You were a white male. And apparently he complained about other schools that didn't admit him with a super duper grade point average, which should have admitted him. That's right. You should have gotten in. That's a great grade point average. But you're a white male. Go to the back of the line, my friend. be careful what you wish for, liberals. You might get it. On that subject of the non-white invasion, which is keeping you out of that university, a caravan of 1,500 American migrant families crossing Mexico to reach U.S. border. Wow. Here's another great story. Roseanne Barr's new show, her ratings have been revised upward, so she now beats the ratings for the Stormy show. Was that the 60 Minutes or Anderson Cooper? I don't know what it was. I didn't see it. But Roseanne Barr getting better ratings than Stormy Daniels. Serious news story. Oh, and by the way, to criticize David Hogg in any way, for the left, this merits a national boycott. Try to destroy the only large network. If they can destroy Laura Ingraham, folks, they can destroy Sean Hannity. They can destroy Tucker Carlson. They can destroy Lou Dobbs. They can destroy Neil Cavuto. They can destroy Bret Baier. Pick them off one by one. We have to fight back. Let them know that we can make it hurt worse than they can. But to mildly criticize, to call David Hogg a whiner, that's somehow mean, and that's somehow abusive, and that deserves an advertiser boycott of this tender little 17-year-old. But it's good journalism to put a whore on national television describing in detail sex with our president that we don't even know occurred. Did he wear protection? What did you do next? Did he drop his pants? Go to hell, Anderson Cooper. You're a slut. You're not a journalist. You're a left-wing news whore. Just like Stormy Daniels. That's not journalism. That's despicable. And there's not even any substantiation. But that's journalism. And that kind of personal attack about something that is, we don't know that it occurred. If it did, it's not even alleged to have occurred before 2006, 12 years ago. Having nothing to do with the presidential campaign, having nothing to do with the president. That's journalism. Again, middle initial of the left, H, hypocrite. Heads, they win. Tails, we lose. Don't talk about sex with Bill Clinton. Don't talk about rape with Bill Clinton. Consensual sex with Donald Trump. Oh, let's go into graphic detail. Let's have a dramatization. Let's have a whole TV show with somebody impersonating Donald Trump, and then maybe Stormy Daniels could be herself. How about that? With a lot of makeup to make her look a lot younger, okay? Needs a lot of makeup there, Stormy. And then she could reenact the scene that she's alleging. And we could put it in graphic detail for 17-year-olds and 7-year-olds all over America to watch on TV, CNN, with your high and mighty moralizing. That's an appropriate subject for children all over America? You hypocrites. But no, let's make a full dramatization story that my kindergartner can watch on national television and explain it all in graphic detail. And then just so that the children, you know, so you're not really using bad words when you say the F word or the sh word, as Hannity says, the shahol networks, you just go, you go bleep, 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 and the children won't understand what the word is. You're not being vulgar with the children. You're not degrading American culture and society and our family life because you go bleep, bleep, bleep. So you didn't really use the word. You hypocrites, you phonies, you frauds. You're not newsmen. You're not journalists. You're left-wing SOBs. You've always been that. We've tolerated it because we didn't understand. The public didn't wake up until Donald Trump rang the bell. Bang, bang. Fake news. It's fake news all the way. From stem to stern, from start to finish. It's not sometimes fake news. It's all day, all night, all the channels, fake news, except Fox. And now you got your this punk David Hogg. He's going to go out and you're going to use him as your child Joan of Arc. In front of your army, I don't want to besmirch Joan of Arc, who was a great person, but you're going to use this as your children's crusade martyr in front of all these left-wing phonies to take out the one network that's punched a hole in the media blockade. Let's look for another story. But look at that. A caravan of 1,500 Central American families, they're marching on us. They're marching on us, folks. More than 1,500 families. This is, so how many people? Men, women, children are making their way from Central America. That's Guatemala, Honduras, Costa Rica, El Salvador. That's where MS-13 comes from. Through Mexico. Expected to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border in the coming days to request refugee status. There you go, folks. There you go. The refugees. We love these refugees, these left-wingers. Known as the Via Crucis Migrante, 2018, the caravan began on March 25th in the state of Chiapas and is expected to reach Tijuana within a month, where the members of the group are expected to request refugee status from the U.S. government. The caravan is organized by the immigrant rights group Pueblo Sin Fronteras. Sin means without frontiers, who have been posting updates about the caravan's journey through Mexico. The group is made up of families from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras who are fleeing extreme poverty and gang violence. Oh, let's see. Why do you have extreme poverty in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras and all those other shahol nations? Okay. Oh, why do you have gang violence? It must be something white people did. It can't possibly be something you did. It can't possibly be that that's your nation is the way you made it. How could that be? The group has been demanding a stop to the violence. Let's see. Wait a minute. Isn't that your nation? That's our responsibility to pick up your mess and meanwhile give you, hand you, let you in and hand over our nation to you. So what? So we can go down there and fix up your mess? Hypocrisy is your middle name. While the group is made up primarily of individuals who could be considered undocumented by Mexican authorities, could be, right. Officials have stepped aside. So the Mexicans, our good buddies in the Mexican government, letting them come on. Come on in. Additionally, the group has been thankful to the local governments in various rural communities in southern Mexico for helping the caravan, providing transportation, food, and other aid. What is this reminiscent of, folks? Have you seen those pictures of the vast freeway, 20 wide and 10,000 deep, of Middle Easterners marching across Europe with nitwits like Angela Merkel cheering them on? Turkey's had that role. Turkey has let them come through there, just as the southern Mexican states, helping them with food and accommodations. Turkey's done the same thing, letting them come to the edge of the Mediterranean, where they can get into a rubber boat, get 100 yards out into the water, and dingbat NGOs in chartered boats there to pick them up, take them to Greece, take them to Italy. Now they're in Europe. The push to the border comes at a time the Trump administration has clashed with the Mexican government over their apparent leniency when dealing with drug cartels, border security, and the payment of walls. So there's an interesting story there. Let's find another interesting story we can talk about tonight. I know we're going to. I've got one that will open right after this break. Stay tuned in. We'll take your calls. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance.
We're back, folks. And be looking for more stories to cover here and also eager to take your calls. So we've got a couple calls here and we'll take those right now. Jim in upstate New York. Jim, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Just got a
great
little, you know, general background. I live up by Newburgh or Cornwall, New York, and this is where Trump went to the military academy when he was a kid.
Yes.
It's not West Point. It's right, you know, a little below that. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand where he gets this pride and, you know, love of the military. So, you know, that's what it was. And what it is I'm good friends with the headmaster over there. His name was Colonel Tobias. I'm very good friends with his son, Ted. And he over the years, he was very, very generous with the school. you know, he supported it. He gave a lot of money because the school was going to close down a number of times. And I'm curious now that he's president, I'm sure he's going to really, you know, really, really contribute to the school. But that's where, you know, if a lot of people don't understand where his pride in the military comes from, that's where it comes from. Bottom line.
You know, yes, there's some. You can find it online, pictures of him in a really sharp-looking uniform from this, his days at that school, and his mm-hmm. pride in what he's his pride in the military style training that he got there, very evident in just in the expression on his face.
Yeah, like I said, well, I just wanted to share that with you. It's a, you know, it's a small story, but I think a nice story.
Yeah. Well, Jim, the you know, it's great. You know, as a New Yorker, I think you have a special appreciation of Donald Trump. The my family's from Nebraska. My mom and dad from Nebraska, but I actually happened to be born in Manhattan at Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital, right across from Central Park, across from the Conservatory, and so I'm a native New Yorker in that sense.
Yeah, I heard you a number of times saying you were you went to school with Michael Medved.
Yes, out in Pacific Palisades, California. That's where I really grew up, in California.
Yeah.
And so,
no,
now I end up, now born in New York, grown up, raised in California, and here I am in the least visited state in America, North Dakota. Go ahead.
I did have one opportunity, very briefly. He was my friend Ted. He Trump still comes up to visit. Ted, because he was so fond of this guy called Colonel Tobias. Colonel Tobias was like the father of all the kids. You know, they revered him. You know what I mean? And he died recently. But believe it or not, when Trump was campaigning up here in Poughkeepsie, New York, he brought Mr. Tobias up there, and I thought, I had a tear, coming down my eye. You know, it's very honorable. You know. What he did, and hopefully, as the president, I hope he pours a ton of money into that place to keep it going. I really do.
Well, and Jim, it's stories like this one that you bring. This is the real Donald Trump. This is the one they cover up. This
Absolutely.
Is the one they don't report.
Right. And, when it was Ted was hanging out and, Donald Trump came up and he was like, hey, Jim, who's that? And I was like, this is a number of years ago. This is before he's president. You know what I mean?
And imagine this. Imagine this, Jim.
Extremely humble.
Yes. The real story, the gifts. Jerry Falwell Jr. said this on national television. Well, they didn't put it on national television, but he said this at a Trump rally that was on our show, that he knew of acts of charity and giving from Donald Trump, of incredible generosity to anybody and everybody that he himself never bragged about and would never be known. And then the media, when Absolutely. These things are revealed, they never report it. Instead, what do we have? What's the standard of the hypocrites on the left? Imagine, Jim, if all of us, if the rules of the game, heads they win, tails we lose, if the rules of the game are you find any alleged even, you find any person who can even allege some awkward moment from your own sex, I'm not talking about you, Jim, okay, I'll talk about myself. Imagine if I had to be, I've had a sex life. Has anybody not had a sex life? And are there awkward moments in your, folks, was there ever an awkward moment in your sex life? Is there ever a scene from your sex life you'd rather not be played in full Technicolor on national television? Well, if that's the standard, we're in a living hell. But that's the left. That's what the left
is that he never wanted anybody to know he contributed to that school. He never wanted anybody to know.
Yeah,
that's the way he is. He's a good guy.
Jim, please call this show often. I love what you're saying. I wish I could keep you on longer. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're back, folks. I don't know if I managed to get it in over the break music there, but Jim, I just wanted to thank you for your call and hope you call in frequently to our show. Let's go to another caller now. A new caller, Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, James, I can't contain myself. I call the kid Boss Hog. He told Laura Ingram that she needs to be sensitive towards the children. Well, let's take a look at these children we're talking about here. We're talking about a segment of the population that's responsible for 73% of all traffic fatalities in America. The single male under the age of 25.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Alarm.
Yeah, that's okay.
Single male under the age of 25 is, according to the World Health Organization, I looked it up. Now, I wonder, these journalists need to use this and ask him if he's willing to surrender his driver's license and his, what if the Department of Transportation comes and confiscates his car? What's he going to say about that?
Tom, because you make a very good point. You know what? And you're right on that. Tom, I want to compliment you on your point. And you're right on the money on that theme of the hypocrisy of the left, the hypocrisy of Mr. Hogg. You're right. Mr. Hogg, bleeding heart, crocodile tears, that he actually cares about people. He's going to take away our Second Amendment right. And of course, quite tragic that any young people are killed. But he's got it wrong as to the cause. Is Mr. Hogg and any number of kids killed in school is that many too many? But you're right. How many young people are killed by other young people driving lethal weapons, 2,000, 3,000-pound lethal weapons at 70 miles an hour while drinking?
Thousands upon thousands.
Yes. Children killed. Everybody
killed. Their right to drive is not guaranteed under the Constitution.
That is correct. So, Mr. Hogg, I want you to show your concern for life by turning in your driver's license tonight.
That's exactly right. If he bumps, say, well, what is that? Do you consider the value of the lives of so-called gun violence more than the value of the lives of people that are killed in traffic accidents? Or are you really just using the lives of gun violence as a political maneuver or a tyrant, or you're a tyrant, and you catch him right there? You need to surrender your license right now and give up your car in order to save lives.
Yeah, and who is heartless?
You're going to kill somebody.
Yeah, and who is heartless in this whole sideshow conducted by Mr. Hogg? Who is heartless? Who is using the tragedy of people's tragic death? Who is using that for his own political agenda, cynically? It's you, Mr. Hogg. You're the one who's using these people, and whose death can be ascribed to what? Well, how many of these shooters have been hopped up on Ritalin, hopped up on Luvox, hopped up on all this other, all these drugs administered by left-wing liberal school administrators to millions of children who are hopped up? I can assure you that the caller, I can tell you, you've been around the track a few times, Tom, as have I. How many kids, when we were kids in school, Tom, how many kids were on drugs administered by the school nurse?
None. I don't know of hardly any.
None, folks. Yeah. It didn't exist. And when Tom and I say none, we mean none. None as in zero. There were 2,000 kids in my high school. There was not one kid hopped up on drugs. And these,
not
read
legally.
The stories. Well, yeah, these are administered by the United States government, by the school districts, by the school nurses. And you read the stories of these shooters. How many of them were hopped up on drugs, which list right on the side effects? It lists suicidal thoughts, aggression. How many of these people in their stories have said in the weeks prior to they started shooting people that they were thinking of? Most of them are suicidal. Most of them do kill themselves.
Yeah,
and most of them, before they do this, they say, I want to kill myself. And they say that because they're on Ritalin, because they're on Luvox. And those are only two names I can remember. I don't know the names of these drugs. I'm not familiar with them. Other than when I was in primary school and middle and we called it junior high school and high school, why did we do fine without these drugs? Why were kids well behaved? And by the way, when I was a kid, as a baby boomer, you know what the average size of a class was in elementary school for me? 40 kids. 40 and bigger. That was in Pacific Palisades, California, folks. That was quite normal. And how many teachers did we have in my kindergartner's class? You know how many teachers are in there? 5. And there's only 16 kids. And there's 5 teachers. In my classes, 40 kids. 40 kids, and we never saw more than one teacher. And were we quiet? You bet. Did we misbehave? No way.
No, yes, chewing gum.
No,
chewing gum, that was the worst thing.
Yeah. Did we have kids bullied and kids beating each other up? And I hear stories from school now. I've got a seventh grader and a kindergartner. And I won't say they're coming from my kids' classes, but I've heard stories of kids calling teachers, you know, foul names to their faces in class.
Oh, yeah.
Defying the teachers.
Oh, that's,
physically that's, wow. Threatening teachers. In all the years, listen to this, you young people out there. Listen to this. David Hogg, listen to this. In my years, from kindergarten to 12th grade, that's would normally be 13 years. It was 12 for me because I skipped two grades. 12 years. In my 12 years, I never saw a kid threaten a teacher one time. I never saw a kid use a four-letter word in class one time. There was never a drug incident at any school I was at, including my 2,000-person high school, in all those years. What went wrong? Go ahead, Tom.
You know, they talk about all these school shootings, and they identify them usually as white. Thomas Jefferson High School in New York, in Brooklyn, New York, is one of New York's most dangerous schools. In 4 years, they had 70 separate stabbings and shootings, and half of them died. And they had to set aside a grieving room for the students to mourn the death of schoolmates. And this is predominantly, you know, Puerto Rican and black school. But they won't tell you about that.
Yes. And the, Tom, by the way, Tom, I say the same thing to you that I said to Jim in upstate New York. I love you as a new caller. I'm proud to have you in this audience. I hope you'll call in frequently to the show, because it's folks like you and Jim in upstate New York. People recognize in your stories and the things that you report, Tom, that you're the real America, and you're what responded
to the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
And that child that the liberals bring in is emotion. It distracts from the fact.
Right.
They're just trying to start, look at the conservatives attacking the kids. Well, look at these kids. They're killing all these people in these traffic accidents.
Well, anyway, and of course, you know, Tom, I don't know how old are you. Is it too personal to ask you how old you are?
63.
63?
63.
Oh, you're a young man. You're a young man. I'm 69. And the, you know, our job, you know, what do we think? When do we get up in these years, Tom, what do we think about? Well, what we think about, folks, we can hear the footsteps coming, and we know we've got to hand the torch off. We got to hand the torch off to you young folks. And so we're doing the best we can. Yeah.
I just recently heard a powerful statement. They that control the past control the future. And the past is totally hidden. And we know what the past was.
Yes.
You know, I knew an 80-some-year-old lady from Paterson, New Jersey, which is a hellhole now. She said she could, and they say, what do you mean America great again? When was it ever great? What about when she was 7 years old, she said, she could ride the bus anywhere in town by herself and nobody harmed her. And now that was in Paterson, New Jersey. That's when America was great. Can she
yes,
do
it
that
was.
Now?
Yeah, and folks out there, you younger folks, we love you. Tom and I love you. This is your country, and you know we're gonna be pushing up daisies in the not too distant future. So we got to hand the torch off to you. And one of our, you know, in our last laps around the track, we're trying to tell you it really was great. It really was. What Tom just said about how safe it was in America, everywhere in America, it was safe. You could go out at night. My parents had no, they wanted me to be at home at night. But if one of the four brothers was out late at night, my mom didn't have a heart attack. She knew we were safe. We could go, we walked to school. She didn't have to, like nowadays, parents drive their kids everywhere. They don't let them walk through neighborhoods. My parents, who are wonderful people, we walked, they knew that we were walking right by houses just like ours, with families just like ours in those houses, and all and they, my mom knew that every house I walked by in there was a mom who cared, who would care about me or help me just as if I were her own child, just as she did. That was how solid, how wonderful America once was. And we remember that. And by the way,
we don't have to hand the torch over to them, but we're worried. We're trying to make America a better place for them, like our fathers did for us.
Yeah. And another thing to keep in mind, folks, and I really want to communicate this. I don't like this different generations accusing other generations of, you know, that's really a loser. We Europeans, you know, say it plain, white folks, we've got to stick together from the youngest to the oldest. We got to love each other. We got to appreciate each other. We got to take care of our group. Don't get into fighting amongst ourselves. That's been how we've lost, is getting into fighting among ourselves. But it is true to think about this. I'm not trying to be, you know, glorify us older folks, but if you look at the vote for Trump, go down the generations. The older the people were, the more they voted for Trump. The younger they were, the less they voted for Trump. Folks, that scares the dickens out of me. That scares me.
Oh, yeah, me too. These kids are dancing on their own grave.
Yes. And I'm not trying to be self-righteous or, you know, I want you young kids. I wish it were the other way around. I wish us old folks were the clueless ones, and that you young people had elected Donald Trump. I wish that were true. And because that, the future does belong to you. It doesn't belong to us. We are the past, but and you're right about that quote you had there. I can never remember it right, Tom. But yes, you got to know the past. And if the enemy can obscure the past from you, can control the past, can rewrite the past so that you don't know where America is. Then you lose your direction, and well, hey.
All right, I got a thousand things to say. I'm gonna get off the phone, call back, and I'll have some more bombshells for you.
All right, beautiful, and please just feel free to call the show anytime, and I'll try to get better and better of getting out of the way so you callers can get on the show, because this is your show. Thanks so much, Tom.
All right.
Now we got three more calls lined up here. That just opened up a line. So we got three, George in Texas, Jim in Missouri, and John in Kentucky. Let's go through you gentlemen quickly. George in Texas, good to hear from you, my friend.
Well, how you doing? What I got to say is like about David Hogg attacking Laura Ingraham. David Hogg is going to learn one thing when he becomes an adult and all this stuff blows over and calms down, and that is everything he says is fair game. Just like everything I say is fair game, everything you say is fair game. And he's going to have to learn to be a man and act like an adult and not be a whiny, spoiled brat.
Well, and also, you know, he's going to also have to learn something that's very important in white history, which is honor. You don't fight dirty with somebody. If Laura Ingraham wants to have a debate with you on television, Mr. Hogg, you don't fight dirty with the ladies. You don't fight dirty with a radio or TV talk show host by striking. That's a dirty fight. I'm going to go after your advertisers. That's fighting dirty. If you've got a point, make it. If you can defend it, defend it. But that's cowardly to go after somebody's. That's like somebody that calls up your employer, you know, and then whispers some nasty story to the employer trying to get you fired. That, and by the way, that is what the left does, folks. We patriots are real familiar with that, trying to get right-wingers fired. That's standard Saul Alinsky tactics, and that's your game, David Hogg. Saul Alinsky is your mentor. Go ahead, George.
Just one more thing, and I'll hang up because I know you got more callers. Another thing, Laura Ingraham sort of like did David Hogg a favor. In that tweet about him getting rejected, he was saying this is predictable because most white people from these universities he applied to all get turned away because they're all affirmative action, taking every other minority except white people.
Yeah.
So he was doing him a favor. Anyway, yes. Well, I'm going to hang up now.
Oh, yeah. And, George, you're right. UCLA is going to admit him now. David Hogg, by grandstanding, He just got himself into UCLA because the left wingers running UCLA. Now they have to write him another letter saying, oh, we made a mistake. You're in. Yep, you got it. He'll probably get letters from Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, Caltech, MIT. Schools he never applied to will probably accept him. Good move. Good grandstanding. Thank you, George. Yeah. Oh, here's a caller I didn't notice. He's ahead of Jim and John. Sovereign Man in where are you, Sovereign Man? You're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the break.
All right, that's all right. We'll catch you right after the break. Come on back. Stay with us.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. And since we only have this one little segment left, we've got to get through Sovereign Man, who's on the air right now, Jim in Missouri, and John in Kentucky. Sovereign Man, the microphone is yours.
Jim in Missouri. That's what the truckers call it when they go through there.
I used to live in Missouri. I love the place. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm in Freedom Land, Jamie.
Yes.
Anyway, I just called to let you know
that the listeners have made a chat room for the Trump phenomenon. It's the TrumpPhenomenon.chattango.com. I tried calling in before to let you know about it, but I was up against that wall at the end of the show, so I didn't get on last time.
Well, but, now, you know, this sovereign is really interesting, and the audience, so you're saying at Chat Tango, listeners have set up a Trump phenomenon talk?
Yeah, it's a chat room.
Well, you see, now, folks, isn't this get this. This is great. Such a wild and wolf. I'm the host of Trump Phenomenon, and I'm just finding out about it right now. Sovereign Man. So the host is finding out right now. So, folks, let me give you my phone number. Any of you in there in that Chat Tango discussion about the Trump Phenomenon, hey, I love you all. Thank you for setting that up. My phone number is 701-317-5317. And when can you call me? Anytime. I love it when you call me. I don't care who you are. If you've never called me, I love that phone call the most. So don't be shy about calling me. And if I need to get involved, Sovereign Man, or if some of you can help me find out how to get into that chat, I'd love to participate. But
well,
isn't that... Yeah,
you don't need to make an account. You can be anonymous. We just ask for you to be respectful.
Okay. Well, Sovereign Man, did you write my phone number down there at all?
I got the 701, and that's about all
okay.
I got. I'm sorry.
Here it is. Have you got a pen there?
I got a keyboard.
Okay. 701-317-5317. And go ahead, if you would, please, I would appreciate it so much. Go ahead and call me anytime and help me figure out how I can get into the chat there. I would love to do it. And, I'll come in under my own name, of course, James Kelso. But I would love to participate. And I'm honored that you folks set that up. That is really special. And that's
sure they'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah. Tell them I'm eager to participate. And I'll, if I drop the ball, you just call me, Sovereign Man, and help me.
Well, blessings to you, and let's move on to Jim in Misery.
All right, let's go to you, Jim, in the great state of Missouri, or as some Missourians say, Missouri. Oh, we ran out of time. We got a rain check there.
Jamie.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Jamie, real quick, we need to take all these statistics and all the facts that we're coming up with.
Yeah.
And we need to bring this, we need a central hub to gather the information and make it available
to Jim, we're going to do it.
We
got a rate check.
So that we can go after our local media and say, you guys are not
Jim,
telling
Jim,
the truth.
Jim. You got it. You got a rain check. We're going to do all of that. John in Kentucky, you too. You got a rain check. See you all on Sunday. Sunday from 4 to 6 Eastern Time. So long, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.